Burns report next step in Frank case. The Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, 18th of April, 1914, 4th edition, page 2, column 5, result of mysterious trip eagerly awaited. Hooper, surprised at verdict motion. Since the filing of the motion for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, the case has marked time, waiting for the return of William J. Burns from his latest and most mysterious journey. Nobody knows where the detective went, and the date of his return is nearly as much a secret. It was announced that he would be back sometime Saturday, but Leonard Haas said Monday was the day he understood Burns to be expected. At the Burns agency, too, it was not believed that he would be in Atlanta before next week to bring back report. When Burns reaches the city, it is understood he will have his report ready for presentation soon. It is even said that he is making up the report now and will bring it with him. Frank Hooper, who was associated with Solicitor Dorsey in the prosecution of Frank, has made a statement of his understanding of the bearing of the motion made by John L. Tye to set aside the Frank verdict on the grounds that the defendant was not in court when the verdict was returned. Mr. Hooper said that during a conference with Judge Rowan, while the trial was nearing its close, he had suggested that it would be best for Frank personally to waive his presence at the return of the verdict. Surprised at motion. I did this because I doubted that the waiver of Frank counsel would be entirely sufficient, said Mr. Hooper. The judge agreed with me and said that the defendant's personal waiver either had been or would be obtained. I gave the matter no more thought after that, and was surprised to see a denial of a personal waiver in the recent proceedings. Mr. Hooper's connection with the case ended after the Supreme Court's decision had been handed down.